KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy, 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies here today with a high of 47. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In the news, police in Red Oaks say a woman who held authorities at bay for about 90 minutes Monday afternoon was arrested on numerous charges. 50-year-old Christine Courtney Ryan of Red Oak was taken into custody by the Red Oak K-9 unit after officers broke down a door and entered a residence where she was holed up with multiple weapons in a bedroom. Ryan was charged with intimidation with a dangerous weapon, assault on a peace officer and or health care worker, and interference with official acts. The incident began when the Montgomery County Communications Center received a 911 call from 510 West Washington Avenue in Red Oak with regard to a domestic disturbance. A man said his significant other had fired a gun at him and chased him from the residence. Red Oak Police and Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene where they met with the caller and established a perimeter around the home. Authorities learned from the male subject that Ryan was inside armed with several firearms and apparently heavily intoxicated. Residents in the area were evacuated while authorities tried to negotiate with Ryan. After she was apprehended, the woman was transported to Montgomery County Hospital, where she was treated for a bite from the canine. During treatment, Ryan allegedly assaulted three nurses by kicking them. She was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $10,000 bond. Assisting authorities at the scene was Red Oak Fire and Rescue, the Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency, Montgomery County Secondary Roads crews, and deputies with the Mills County Sheriff's Office. Twin brothers from Coon Rapids are charged in a series of livestock thefts that occurred over 3 years. Charges were filed in Carroll County against 20-year-old Jerome Boblett and his twin brother Justin, who faced the charges after the farmer they worked for, Joe Danner, noticed he was short on hogs and called the Carroll County Sheriff's Office back on September 10th. Sheriff Kenneth Pingree said the ensuing investigation revealed the Boblets had been taking small numbers of hogs from a variety of different locations dating back to 2013. They were able to do that undetected because, as employees, they could report the missing hogs as being dead. The theft in September was a bolder move by the pair, though, who took and sold 22 head of hogs to Lynch Livestock, located northwest of Carroll. The investigation uncovered a paper trail for payments that led authorities back to the Boblett brothers. The estimated dollar value of the stolen hogs to date is over $40,000. The investigation into the thefts continues, and other arrests may be possible. The Harlan Police Department yesterday released a report on arrests that have taken place over the past week. Last Friday, 27-year-old Jacob Bernal of Harlan was arrested after officers were called to serve notification he was trespassing on property in the 900 block of Laurel Street. Bernal was taken into the Shelby County Jail and charged with providing false information to law enforcement when he signed a fictitious name on a no-trespass order. And 45-year-old Frankie Joe Guerin of Irwin was arrested Friday for public intoxication when she arrived at the Shelby County Jail to serve time. Jailer suspected the woman was intoxicated and called officers to determine if indeed that was the case. 18-year-old Austin Foss of Harlan was taken into Friday custody also following a traffic stop. Foss was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. He was also cited for failure to maintain control. And on December 13th, Harlan police arrested 18-year-old Cameron Jacobson of Harlan following an investigation by officers who were called in reference to a missing juvenile. Jacobson was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with interference with official acts. The juvenile was located and cited for a curfew violation. Harlan police said also no injuries were reported following two separate accidents last Friday. In one incident, Ann Hansen of Harlan was driving a vehicle in the west lane of the west driveway of the Harlan Hy-Vee. A Ford driven by Alan Schmitz of Harlan was in the east lane of the same entrance. Schmitz and Hansen were waiting pull onto Chatburn Avenue when a Jeep driven by Preston Russell of Kirkman tried to turn west into the West Hy-Vee driveway and lost control on the ice-covered surface. His Jeep hit the front passenger side of Hansen's vehicle, bounced off it and into the front passenger side of Schmitz's vehicle. Damage amounted to $9,000. In the second incident, a 2001 Chevy driven by Mark Beeler of Manila was eastbound on Highway 44 in Harlan on Friday and attempted to stop at the intersection with Highway 59. But due to the ice-covered road, Beeler's vehicle made contact with a 2010 Chevy driven by Thomas Hosack of West Des Moines, which was northbound on 59. Damage amounted to $5,500. Beeler was cited for failure to obey a stop or yield sign. In the funeral announcements, Edwin Ed Larson, age 96, of Elkhorn, died December 13th. Memorial services for Ed Larson will be this morning at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Vernon Larson, age 91, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Vernon Larson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Aline Weaver, age 98, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Aline Weaver will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Mary Dentlinger, age 88, of Manning and formerly of Audubon, died Monday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Mary Dentlinger will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Jameson Steckler, age 14, and Gavin Steckler, age 11, both of Audubon, died December 10th. Funeral services for Jameson and Gavin Steckler will be Friday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Terry Christensen, age 70, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Terry Christensen will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gaylord Barnett, age 94, of Linden, died Thursday in Ankeny. Cremation has taken place, and private graveside services for Gaylord Barnett will be held at a later date. Twig Funeral Home of Panora is assisting the family. And David Keenan, age 46, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for David Keenan will be on today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.